Thursday. Yep, it's Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness, the stream, Bill Leff Unleashed.
The Carol Burnett Show.
Sacagawea.
Are people calling this, why are they calling it that?
It's just fun to say.
It is fun to say.
That was really
it's a lot of fun to say. You know what I was doing during our... All right, so we make the transition, obviously, from regular terrestrial radio to this bonus hour. There's a lot of mechanics behind the scenes. There's a lot of button pressing and levers
and
stuff.
To switch studios from...
There's a lot going on.
One stream to the other.
All while this was going on, I kept staring at the phone number of Blackhawk great Dennis Savard, saying to myself, and just some quick background on this, Dennis was a guest of ours during the regular show because the Blackhawks convention starting, so we had a goodwill ambassador to the Blackhawks, Dennis Savard, and one of the greatest Blackhawks players of all time. And I kept thinking to myself, even though I'm an adult, kind of, if as a boy, if somebody would have said to me, one day you will hold in your hand the phone number of Dennis Savard, I wouldn't have believed them. How could that be? Why would I have Dennis Savard's phone number? But he gave it. I'm going to call him and now we'll be pals.
All right. You're an interesting fella. Let me just say that to start out with.
Thanks.
This happened with Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Our producers have these phone numbers because they need to contact these people to be on the show.
Sure.
And their mistake is to pass along these numbers
to you. Yeah, I would never do
you.
That. I don't know what they're thinking when they do that part of it.
And then
I'd give a fake number. Like, I know the number that Dennis Savard gave me, 555.
1212.
I can't give, 1212. I know that that must be his real phone number, but I wouldn't do that for me.
Here's the difference between you and me. I could have asked for Colin Jost's number, but I never would have called because I wouldn't have known what to do. Even if I was going to New York, I would have felt funny because he's not really our friend.
But he said to me point blank, if you're ever in New York,
but he didn't
want
give you
tickets,
his number.
No, he did. I have it.
Oh,
he
I thought you got
me.
It from Kevin.
No,
our
no, no.
Producer,
he gave, no,
producer.
He wrote it out for me.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah. No, he did.
All right.
And again, as he's doing it, I'm like, what's he doing? He's giving me his phone number?
Yeah, people shouldn't do
he's
that.
He's famous.
Because here's the weird thing. You call them. Some people just go, hey, yeah, if you're ever in town, here, give me my number. Because the cell phone, whatever, who cares?
Well, here's the interesting thing about that, Wendy, that you don't know, is that, yes, I do call the celebrities. And yet, with my own family, I block those phone calls. I have a blocker on my phone that prevents those from going through. Unless they're famous, and then I go, yeah, I'll talk to that guy.
You're so cute. I have a blocker on my phone. You're the one who can...
I
know.
I don't know how to
you're
put a blocker
so cute.
On my phone.
You're a technical wizard. But so, here's my question to you. First of all, you're bragging about having Dennis Savard's number.
I got it right. I'm going to show it to people when I go back.
No, don't do it. No.
Look at what I got.
No, don't do that. But... All right. Dennis Savard was on, as Bill mentioned. We were talking about the Blackhawks convention, the 11th annual. It kicks off tomorrow.
Yes.
Rose Show's going to be there.
Yes.
Saturday, John Williams is going to be there. The morning show, I think, is going to be. How come we don't get to be there?
I was wondering that, too. We've been there in the past, and with what I thought was pretty good success.
That's when they flipped us to afternoons for a couple months.
A few minutes, yeah. We had what they call in baseball terms a cup of coffee
right.
up in the big leagues.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
I'm
and
glad
the coffee
to be back
was,
here.
Was cold and spoiled.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Nope.
Plus, you don't like coffee.
Nope.
But so, Dennis Savard mentioned that he plays tennis.
Yes.
With Coach Q.
Yes.
And... Me being the awesome radio partner to you that I am.
Yes.
I said, Bill plays tennis.
So nice of you to do.
You guys should hook up. And Dennis said, we're usually looking for, a fourth person.
Right.
But he said, me, Coach Q, and I don't know who the other person is.
I don't think that was ever revealed.
I think that could be the fluctuating one, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe Marian Hossa, since he's not playing hockey. Although
he's allergic to fabrics.
Not all fabrics.
I think all fabrics. I think if you see Marian Hossa today, he must walk around naked because whatever fabric touches his skin, it irritates his skin.
I'm going. That's don't make fun of Marian Hossa.
I'm not making fun. I love I love Marian
Hossa. And it's tragic that this is the reason. It's like all of
beyond
a sudden
tragic.
You have to retire from radio because you're allergic to headphones. That would be the same thing.
That would
thing.
Be the same.
It
yeah,
would
be similar.
Horrible.
Right. Because that, a guy, he's, all right, here's what you need to know about Marian Hossa. That man is a warrior.
He is.
He's he's so much older than most of the guys playing with him. And yet, let's say you're 22 years old, you see Marian Hossa going out there in his mid 30s, you go, wow, I hope to be half that good.
Grampy can keep up.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
So for him to be felled by something like this,
it's tragic.
Awful.
All right. So Dennis Savard, you know, I was really trying to support you. Oh my God, Bill plays tennis. You should come on. You should call him. And then I even reiterated, hey, hang on, Dennis, get Bill's number, blah, 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 or whatever. But here's my question to you.
I'm ready.
Are you really going to call him?
Yes.
And if you, what are you going to say?
That I would like to play tennis with him, with them. I would love to. I have tried to play with Joel Quenneville. Every time there's a celebrity that mentions that they play tennis, I invite them to play tennis, and I get the runaround for some weird reason.
You're
I don't know why.
You're like a tennis man of the evening. You're a tennis escort.
I didn't think you'd say escort. I thought you would go a little harsher.
I was going to, but
I thought you were going to go.
Oh, we're on the stream. I guess I could.
Yeah, you could have. But yeah, I am a tennis strumpet.
I've never heard
I don't know what that is. But I'm anxious to play, and I'm always ready for a game. I've played the last 5 days in a row, and if somebody said right now, you want to play tennis when the show's over, I'd say yes. I'm always ready to play.
I both envy and am annoyed by that quality in you.
Why?
Because, you know, I've seen it happen where people say, Bob Surratt did this to you. Hey, we should play tennis sometime.
I played with Bob Surratt.
And you right away are like, okay, you get your little date book out
when
that no
play
one
Bob
else
Surratt.
Has. Most people pull out their phone. You pull out a cardboard date book.
I pulled out
at a glance.
Daily planner.
And it's like, when do you want to play?
Let's play.
And, you know, that's admirable, but it's also like sometimes people just say that to get you out of the room.
But
like, oh, we'll do lunch sometime.
This is what's wrong. Wendy, when you ask me what's wrong with America, Bill, on a daily
basis,
you go,
America,
Bill, what's wrong with America? I think so many people just say things for the sake of saying things and they don't follow through. I'm a guy that always follows through. If I say,
sometimes
let's have lunch.
Sometimes we don't want you to follow through.
But that's false advertising. Then people shouldn't say that stuff.
When you're all fangirl about Dennis Savard.
And I am.
He would be like, oh, sure, we should play. And then he's like, he gets off the phone and goes,
what have
dodge
I done?
That bullet.
Oh.
But now that you have his number.
He can't dodge it
he's
anymore.
He's going to regret it.
How come his phone number only has 6 digits in it?
Because Jasmine's a smart producer.
Jasmine, did you leave a digit off? There's one digit shy of the phone number here.
She did spell his name correctly, though, with only one N.
But I would be fangirl.
You should spell your name with only one L in honor of him.
Maybe I'll do that. I would be fangirl for Dennis Savard, and then you got Coach Q. I'd be fangirl for Coach Q, and I don't know who the third person is, but I'd go, if I'm fangirling for these guys, I'm going to fangirl for this guy.
What if it's Eric Ferguson?
I'm out.
Really?
Well, that's what drives me crazy
as
is I find out that Joel Quenneville, the greatest coach.
Isn't it Quenneville? First of all, say his name right.
Joel, I just call him the Q. I say the Q.
I got you in Q.
I call him the Q-tip, and he goes, I'm not going to
I'm not playing
with you. Why would I play tennis with you? So I find out about a year and a half ago that Eric Ferguson, my arch enemy, he played tennis with Q. And you know what that did, Wendy? That made my heart hurt.
It tainted things.
It tainted the game of tennis. It tainted the world of sports. I didn't play tennis for 2 days. I was so upset. I took my racket. I go, old friend, I'll see you in 48 hours. And I locked up my tennis racket. Nothing felt right anymore.
Maybe that's why Dennis Savard didn't mention the third person, because it's a competing radio station.
That would be, how sad would that be? I'm so excited to show up to the tennis court, and there's one of my favorite Blackhawks players and one of my favorite Blackhawks coaches, and then it's evil Eric Ferguson. Wouldn't that noise, you wouldn't have to press a button. That would just happen automatically. Evil Eric Ferguson.
I bet, because it's weird that Dennis Savard didn't say, oh, we play a foursome all the time and we're usually looking for a fourth person.
Hiding the name?
Yeah, because you don't want to promote another radio station.
I think Dennis Savard is just so savvy, as the nickname implies, that he can't bring himself to say the name Eric Ferguson. I think it upsets him so much that he just goes, and a fourth guy is not important who that is.
We have reversed roles, because typically I'm the one that, and can you believe what happened? But now I bet you this is happening, and now you get all your hopes up, and then, Wah, wah.
And then it's evil Eric Ferguson. I don't think they would do that to me.
Know you don't get along with them.
Oh, I tell when I call Dennis Savard, I'm going to, Dennis, it's Bill Left from the radio. Not the Eric and Kathy show, real radio. I would say that. So he knows, right off the bat.
Well, good luck with that. I just want to know what you're going to say when you call, because I would be envious. I am envious of you that you're looking at Dennis Savard's phone number.
It's pretty cool. I'm holding, seriously, I can't believe, right?
But here's just my question. You dial it. When are you going to call, first of all? Today?
Probably today, maybe tomorrow at the
latest. Tomorrow the convention kicks in, so I wouldn't bother.
Oh, he's busy.
Him.
Do it today. Get it done today.
Well, yeah, because it's fresh on his mind. Hey, you were great on the air with us.
We got a lot of great response.
No, we didn't.
I think we did.
From who?
Jez, we get pretty good response.
We did.
See, we got really good response.
Who responds?
The kids. The kids who listen, they love it. So I'll tell them that. I'll go, first of all, thanks for being on the show. I thought you were great. Wendy had some issues with some stuff, but I thought
you
were great.
Again, I'm the one that kind of helped orchestrate this.
You really did.
I really look out for you.
Thank you for that.
I brag about you to everyone but you.
Thank you for that.
Which is what my mom did.
I did play Bob Surratt and destroyed him. Just tore him to shreds.
I thought he would be pretty good.
Not really.
Played with Mark Carman. Maybe he's the fort. Maybe you and Carman can go play.
I would love that. That would be great.
No, because you guys would be elbowing each other out of the way to, try and get the attention of Dennis Savard and Q.
Mark's cooler than that.
He's not
a lot cooler than that.
You're both very similar in that respect. Hey, Coach, look at me. You have two kids and, they're striving for their mom or dad's attention. That would be you guys. Hey, Q, did you see that move? Dennis, look at this. Look at my backhand.
That's not far off.
I know.
That's pretty accurate.
Well, I hope you get to play, but honestly, just please. So you call today.
I'll call
today. What are you going to say? I mean, great, yeah, you're on the show, but when it comes to the playing tennis, I'm just curious.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello, eh? He picks it up. Hello, eh? And then I go, Mr. Savvy? And he goes, yes. And I go, it's Bill Left from the radio. Remember you were on? Oh, I had the greatest time with you and Wanda. What a great time I had on the radio with you two. And then I'll go, hey, just curious. You mentioned tennis and Coach, let's figure this out. Let's play. I want to play with you guys. I think that would be a lot of fun. Evil Eric Ferguson's not involved in this.
No.
Oh, no, we wouldn't let that guy play. No, no, no.
I love it when
that's how it would go. And then all of a sudden, I'm on a tennis court with these guys.
Well, there's going to be a lot of planning, and I feel like you're pretty open, though. You will make yourself available.
I'll make myself available.
Because they got the convention all weekend.
Oh, as soon as the convention's over, I'll help clean up, I'll vacuum, and then we'll just go and play. It'll be great. And thank you for helping me make this a reality.
I really do see you probably. Not so much anymore. We used to work longer hours. We're really lucky these days. But in the old days, I spent more time with you than I did my family.
Yeah.
And I know you did too. Yeah. So I do look out
Thank
for you.
Thank you for that. Thanks.
Not for everything, but I know how much tennis means to you.
It means the world to me. So, yeah.
So,
be fun.
And I have another question too. So if somebody comes up to you and said, hey, let's go play tennis this afternoon, if your schedule was free, do you always have a racket and balls with you?
Not always, but a lot of the time, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Because you never know. Games come out of nowhere. I'm always ready.
Have you ever said no to anyone who's asked you to play tennis if your schedule was free?
I don't think so. I always want to play. I know it sounds like, what's wrong with you? But I enjoy it so much.
Even when it's 102 degrees out?
I've played in really, really hot weather. I've played in really, really cold weather. There's plenty of places to play indoors.
Yeah, I guess.
So I can make that phone call. So, yeah.
I hope it happens.
I do, too.
And
it'll be fun.
The other part of the foursome is not...
Not an evil Eric Ferguson. Yeah. All right.
What if it's Kathy?
That'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd play with her.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. You know who I did play with, Wendy, that was really good?
Played tennis with?
Yeah, Len Casper, who does play-by-play for the Cubs. He and I played last year. He was very good. We played doubles. He was really a good player.
Didn't Carman beat you?
Mark Carman has beat me, yeah. Yeah.
Did you play tennis, Judy?
I played Mark Carman in one of my Goodbye Girl videos.
In tennis?
Yeah, I beat him.
Did you beat him?
So easy.
Yeah.
I beat him in that, in football, in
soccer.
Okay,
it wasn't a real game.
No, it wasn't. I told him he had to lose. That was the whole point.
Oh.
I played tennis like before high school, junior high. I took tennis lessons in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it, but I didn't love it. I had the coolest racket, too. A lot of the people had the metal rackets, and I started with a bad wooden racket because that's what everybody, McGregor probably.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, they made a wooden racket that had that little open V in the middle.
Right.
And I was very impressed with it.
Yeah, so that was your racket of choice. How about that?
It was the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it didn't stick. Like, I played basketball once and loved it and never wanted to stop playing. Tennis, I took lessons. My mom kind of made me do it.
Yeah.
Just, you should know how to play tennis. Yeah. And it was all right, but I didn't love it.
I played tennis for fun, but
it's so much fun. You can't believe how lightweight the rackets are now as opposed to just 25 or 30 years ago.
I believe it.
They're almost weightless.
And that has to make a huge difference because that was one of my problems is the racket was heavy and it was always hot.
The racket was hot.
The weather was hot.
Oh,
yeah.
So I never really loved tennis.
Yeah.
Because
but
of that.
It's funny because I just am thinking of you because I remember, you know, trying to line up the U of your thumb and pointer in the middle of the racket. And then the first time I was learning to do backhand, you're using muscles in your forearm that you really probably haven't used much.
True.
And now you're like Popeye, I bet, because that's why a lot of people had to use two hands for backhand.
Well, I switch hands for my backhand.
Oh, that's right. He's ambidextrous.
I'm ambidextrous. Wendy's very jealous about this.
Whatever.
But if it's going to my backhand, I'll just switch over.
I hope Eric Ferguson plays
evil Eric Ferguson. All right, it's news time right now.
Absolutely.
What? No, go ahead. You got it.
Nope. I'm not saying anything. I've said enough.
Is the show over?
No, it's not over.
It could be. We could do whatever we want. It's the stream of consciousness.
I was just going to wait till every time you said something, I'd say something at the exact same time, and then people would think they were listening to The View.
You need a lot more voices.
I love The View, Jude, but that's my favorite thing on The View is when all five of the women talk at the exact same time, and it happens every day. I love that.
It happens in real life, so.
Oh, it does happen in real life. I remember one time we were in Florida, and when we went to Florida, a lot of my relatives live in the area we would visit. So when we'd go out to dinner, sometimes there'd be like 20 of us or 22
all
or 24.
Cousins and stuff.
They were all there. So we were in a Chinese restaurant that had a round table. There were 16 of us at this restaurant.
They had a table that big?
Yeah.
Holy
It accommodated
moly.
16 people, this giant round table. It was
were
like
you there for Christmas?
King Arthur's
a Chinese
round
restaurant?
Table. No, okay. No. And there was a time where I looked and everybody at the table was talking to whoever was across from them at the table at the exact same time. You couldn't make out a word of it.
Okay, I was married to a guy who was one of 10.
Yeah.
And still is, I should say.
Yeah.
Although his sister did die. He had a Down syndrome. Mary Grace, last year.
Sad.
A year or two ago. Anyway, but she lived very long. I mean, she was in her 50s.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we're married, and of course we have family gatherings. Are you kidding me? It was like, what? And they get used to it quick. But so that's how we talk when we're with the tapes.
So does everybody talk louder?
At the same time? Yep, loud.
Oh, that's interesting.
It doesn't matter. It's just, and you know, no one's really even listening or I guess they are responding. A lot of yelling going on because the guys are, you know, there's half of them are Sox fans, half of them are Cubs fans. And
is that a big debate when they get together?
Kind of.
Yeah.
They just, the boys seem to do sports a lot. The girls are a lot better at that.
Yeah,
we allow people to talk when it's their turn. But you get that many people. And now there are what, 25 cousins? So it's, you
tough
learn
to get
quick
a word
though.
In.
But I, when people would be like, if my kids had friends over, their faces were hilarious. Because I got used to it quick. And I think, because it was a long, years and years of it.
Yeah.
But they couldn't believe it. And I know the loudness bothered them. And,
sure.
Yeah. But no, it's just normal.
I am very loud. This is the first vacation we took that Jim and I saved up a little extra so the boys could have their own room. Because it's, you know,
ooh, their own hotel room.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's better.
It is better. And they had so much fun. And you know, I kept saying, don't be too loud or dropping F-bombs at the top of your lungs, because I said, if I get one complaint, we're all in the same room. And that was like the only threat I had to give them.
Did you have adjoining rooms?
No, it was set up that way. And then when we went to check into the hotel, they said, we don't have any adjoining rooms ready. There's a some conference going on. It was a big convention center. Yeah. And I said, well, how far away are the rooms? And the clerk is like, well, they're on the same floor. And I'm like, I don't know if that's good enough. It was good enough. They were like way down the hall on the other side. But it was fine. I mean, they're teenage boys. I need to let go. I know I baby them. But as I was walking to their room one time, and we did get a key because we said the first time you don't answer us again, same room, all four of us, one bed. That really scared them into behaving. I'm walking down the hallway, and there was maybe one night that Jim and I were getting ready, and we were cranking a Bob Marley concert, and the boys walked down and said, God, we could hear it like halfway down the hall. And I'm like, who doesn't like reggae music? It's all good. But I'm walking down the hall, go past this room, and this woman is screaming at the top of her lungs. I actually stood outside of the door for a minute because I didn't know if somebody was getting hurt. I didn't know what was going on. And she was just like completely exploding about a toothbrush and putting something in the wrong thing. And I thought,
who was she yelling this
to? Well, I couldn't figure that out. So I think in a weird way, I was like wondered if someone needed help. And it sounded like a teenage boy answering, going, Mom, listen, it's really not a big deal. And it was probably 12 minutes of nonstop screeching. And all of a sudden, I got to my boys' room and I looked in their bathroom mirror and I'm like, I'm not so bad.
Yeah.
Because I've yelled and I, you know, my neighbors.
But to do that at a hotel is pretty.
Well, and it was like
weird.
11 at night.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always conscious when I'm in a hotel because the walls are thin.
Right. And you don't want somebody to look bad upon you. You don't care if your family thinks you're terrible.
Yes.
But you don't want a stranger. The stranger's always right.
I don't want those looks on. I open the door.
Right. I could not believe how long and how loud. And then it's like, God, what was that?
So bad.
Yeah.
Well, he put the toothbrush in the wrong.
12 minutes nonstop screeching.
Wow.
Because then I went back from their room to our room and I walked past and it was still going on. And I wasn't going to call anybody.
This is a lady who really wants the toothbrush put away a certain way.
Yeah.
She's very, very solid in that
very
respect.
Very OCD, obviously.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, I have never, I mean, I know I'm bad, I yell. I know my neighbors have heard me yell, but I blow up about one thing and it's done.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a yeller too.
Continual or do you, once you
get? No, once it's done. Actually, I had a big blowout just last night over dinner. Anyway, but this morning.
You should write a book, by the way.
This morning on the way in, I was telling my one son, Con, I'm like, you know, I probably overreacted. And not only that, because I was blaming Luke for something and then after I went to bed, I realized it really wasn't his fault.
So this
after
this
I yelled at him.
Was this an apology or just what would you classify?
Well, no,
this
Conlon
as?
Was kind of in the middle. And it was stupid. Oh, he ordered food.
Yeah.
He ordered exactly what Luke told him to order, but Luke said, I'll take the salad. Well, Conlon ordered another. Because when I went to pick up the pizza, it was really expensive. And I was like, wait a second, this is way too much. Because Luke ordered something else. So we ordered a pizza, he ordered some dinner. But he said, and I'll take the Caesar salad. Well, Conlon took that to mean that he also wants the Caesar salad. He eats a lot. Anyway, so we had a Caesar salad, which is now in my car, which I'm going to go get because I'm eating it for lunch.
Oh, right.
But I, you know, it was really no one's fault because Con misunderstood, but he said, I want a Caesar salad. Luke just assumed.
But not
Con
a whole
know.
Big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he said, with the meal, it comes with the meal. And
yeah,
I'll
not
take,
like a family
right.
size
and really,
Caesar.
The pizza place should have really known that. They should have been like, well, you know, you get a salad with the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But instead, they also gave him another salad.
Boy, I don't want to get on her bad side.
No,
it was really bad. But then this is how it got out of control. I said to Luke, you're going to eat that salad for lunch tomorrow. And he said, no, I'm not. And so that's where he's an idiot. Because what he should say when he sees me with steam coming out, he should just go, all right, yeah, sure.
And you'll forget about it.
Exactly, because I'm going to eat it. But instead he kept saying no.
I know. It's something about
he's like me. And he won't give it. He wasn't, because he really, it wasn't his fault. But I was blaming him and then. It just
why are so many fights salad related, Judy?
I know.
And toothpaste.
Toothpaste and salad. The number one and number
right?
two things families fight over.
If you could just
if you just get past those two hurdles.
I'm not going to eat any more salads. Yeah.
Are you done with the salads? Yeah,
well, I became a maniac about it, so maybe. And that salad better be damn good.
Wow.
For Judy, $10.
You have turned on the lettuce gauntlet. The Dallas Mavericks, you're familiar with them?
Yes, I am.
From the NBA. Owned by?
That would be Shark Tank.
The Shark Tank guy?
Shark Tank guy.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban.
I love him.
They say, the Dallas Mavericks say, that they will continue to have dancers, which we always called cheerleaders, but in Dallas, over there, they want to call them dancers. They will remain intact, but their show will now be more wholesome because of all the scandals that have been going on.
So they'll start wearing granny panties?
They will wear granny, yes. It says in the story that that's what they will do.
Wholesome?
I mean, what's not wholesome? What's going
They're
on?
Not that wholesome.
All right, if you have cheerleaders, or as they're referring to them as dancers, they're really, I hate to break the news, but they're really unnecessary because if you're at a sporting event, you're going to want to cheer anyway.
This is basketball, right?
It is basketball.
Okay.
Right?
So, but in between periods,
I don't even know any cheerleaders at basketball. I'm like, only football. I don't even know.
But the name is deceptive. They're leading cheer. Are they really leading the cheer?
Yeah.
Are they?
No, they don't cheer anymore. They just dance. I think that's totally appropriate.
It's fun to look at. It's better than, you know, seeing somebody jump on a trampoline.
But isn't it more... But the cheerleaders / dancers, that's more sex appeal than it is anything
else.
It's
entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment, but isn't it under the guy? I mean, how many cheerleaders / dancers are not very attractive?
None.
They're all really attractive because...
It's their job to be.
Right, but they're there because they're beautiful. To give you
like
to,
you're here to every day because the reason of it.
It's the same exact reason I got hired, yeah. Thank you. I wasn't going
to
say
it. I'm very nice to you today,
by the way. I wasn't
going
to say it, but you said it. That's
yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It is, you know.
Right.
It is what it is. I think it's pretty obvious.
Right.
I don't think anyone's hiding anything there.
But remember when you and I started talking about the Lovables at one point, and I made a joke as though the Lovables still existed, because in my head, the Lovables still exist, when in reality, they haven't been there.
No, that was the Honey Bears.
Oh, the Honey Bears. Right.
They haven't been there since the Bears won.
Since 1985. But I didn't know that.
Well, how many Bears games do you go to?
It's been a while.
Well, because they never win, so you never hear them or see them.
Right. They're off my radar.
You just assumed
they were there,
but since...
Right.
I got to be honest with you. I haven't gone to a ton of basketball games, but I used to more when I was younger.
Yeah.
I liked watching the Lovables.
I mean, too.
It was very entertaining. Yeah, they're all thin and pretty.
They're not offensive.
Great hair.
Yeah,
no, they're not offensive. So why, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, why do you go, okay, let's debate. Should we still have them? Yes, but under one condition, we make their show more wholesome.
But what does that mean? Do they wear, like, 90s?
What are they going to do, like,
house coats instead of 90s?
And the dancing's going to be, like, square dancing.
That's it.
With their boots. It. I love those go-go boots they wear.
The Dallas Mavericks dancers are going to look very different during the upcoming basketball season.
House coats.
After multiple scandals
Moomoos.
Have hit the franchise. CEO Cynthia Marshall, so you could say right away, oh, I wonder if their CEO was a man, if that would still be the case, but it's a woman, so maybe she's more cognizant of what's going
on.
What
are the scandals?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
I'll get to that. CEO Cynthia Marshall revealed that the dancers will be showing less skin and dance to more wholesome routines.
What does that mean?
Maybe they were a little bit more risque, you know, wearing scantily, you know, scant
like bikini top,
little
kind of
costumes, mid-drift. And maybe they were dancing, you know,
provocatively.
You know, exactly.
I remember. Now, maybe you'll remember this too, Wendy. Judy, I don't think you will, because you were more studious than Wendy or myself. But there was a made-for-TV movie about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, not the Dallas Maverick cheerleaders, but the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. A made-for-TV movie.
Wasn't there somebody?
Who was in it?
I totally remember.
Was Aaron Gray in it, maybe?
Oh, I think you're right.
I think Aaron Gray might have been
All
in
right,
it.
All right, I'll look it up. You
All right.
Not Keanu Reeves. What was that
Keanu
one?
Reeves.
He wasn't even born when
he was a quarterback, and he did
one of the
cheerleaders.
You're right.
I love Keanu Reeves.
That was about The Replacements.
Right, yes,
right?
That's
the
exactly what it was called. Yep.
Right, yeah. I think it was called,
yeah.
Right? It was,
yeah, exactly.
Right? So in this movie, like every storyline had some kind of sexual bend to it.
Don't say bend.
Every storyline,
including that one,
dealt in some way, shape, or form with sex.
Sex, okay.
You know,
Bert Convy was in it.
Bert Convy.
Oh,
he played Roger Staubach.
Jane Seymour.
Oh, right.
Bucky Dent.
Who did Bucky Dent play in it?
Kyle Jessup, if you really want to know.
Oh, right. Who played Texie Waterman?
What?
Texie Waterman was the woman who first formed the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Who would even know that?
Just me.
She's not even listed
here. She's not in it? She probably played herself in it.
Lauren Tweez. Wait, is this a Love Boat version
Lauren
of
Tweez
it?
Lauren Tweez is Julia Cruz director.
It's the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader TV movie.
Boy, Burt Convy.
Was it real cheerleaders or was it an actual movie with actors?
It was based on the creation of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
But I mean, so the cheerleaders in the movie were actors.
Here's the synopsis. A newspaper editor decides to send his girlfriend, who is also a reporter on the paper, undercover to try out for the cheerleading team
for
the Dallas Cowboys in order to do an insider story. Journalistic work? Why don't you do that?
Jude, you should do it.
Oh, should I do it for the Mavericks?
You should infiltrate the Dallas
Mavericks. I'll see how wholesome they are.
Yes.
Lorraine Stevens, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Boy.
She was one of the leads?
She was in Policewoman.
Really?
Yeah, she was and in Mannix.
Yeah. I don't know if she was a regular on those shows. She might have just done an episode.
The big names though, Jane Seymour, Burt Convy, Bucky Dent kills me. Pamela Susan Shoop, I don't know who that is. I'll look for more. That's
right. Well, that sounds like quite a film.
I liked it.
That's a made for TV because you hear Burt Convy and Bucky Dent, you go, why didn't they go theatrical release? It was
and it was on Lifetime.
Right. It was on ABC.
Yeah.
ABC Movie of the Week.
Movie of the Week.
We want the focus to be on the dancers as artists and to highlight their skills, not be eye candy or sexualized. This is according to Cynthia Marshall. In February, Sports Illustrated reported that current Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was aware of multiple cases of alleged sexual harassment on the team over the years. Trust me, Mark knows everything that goes on, a longtime former Mavericks employee told Sports Illustrated. Of course, Mark knew about the instances of harassment and assault. Everyone knew. That's been the allegations, is exactly how much he was aware of or not aware of. But like they just said in Sports Illustrated, Mark Cuban is an owner that wants to be in on every aspect of it. So it makes him look, how could it not make him look bad? It makes the franchise look bad. Cuban reportedly told SI that he wanted to deal with the issue. Obviously, there's a problem in the Mavericks organization, and we've got to fix it. He said in an interview, that's it. And we're going to take every step. It's not something that we tolerate. I don't want it. It's not something that's acceptable. I'm embarrassed to be. Page 2.
And I have to just tell you, I'm looking at their outfits right now. They have like a midriff sport bra on and like boy shorts.
Right.
So next year they'll wear bra and underwear. I mean, in a way, they can do this without show. I agree. That it looks.
But when you watch most, I keep saying cheerleaders, they say dancers, but they are essentially both, I guess. There's a lot of.
My feelings.
I'm sorry, Jazz.
Bill, you keep hurting my feelings. There's a difference between a cheerleader and a dancer.
No, there definitely is. But what these girls do during the game is essentially what cheerleaders have always done. But now they're referring to them as dancers.
Cheerleaders do stunts. They throw people in the air. The dancers, they more so just dance.
The pom pom squad. They're more like the pom pom squad.
All right.
Cheerleaders were a different.
But are we back in high school, and is this going to be a fight now? Because if you were a cheerleader...
Right. You didn't want it to refer to as a pom-pom.
Yeah. I played basketball.
Pom-pon, right?
Pom-pom.
Pom-pom.
P-O-M-P-O-N.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Like, my mom was a dance teacher, but if you said to my mom, you have to be a cheerleader, she couldn't have done that. It's impossible.
There are different things, but they are showing a lot of skin that every other team did, but it got to that. Remember, cheerleaders and the dancers had, like, cute outfits,
right,
but it
glittery
wasn't all skin.
And cowboy boots, and, it was, I mean, they were...
But would you agree with me that some of their routines were sexually charged?
I don't think so either. No, I mean, they lifted their legs really high.
Dancers.
Yeah, they...
No, not like exotic dancers.
I would never say they were sexually charged. But
they swiveled their hips and shook their butt, but they were dancing. It wasn't suggestive of any. They were doing routines.
But you don't see. There was no sexual.
You're a prude.
I'm not.
You know what? I have to say, I can't even be a judge because I don't. Maybe I've seen it 5 times. But I never paid attention.
The way that the gyrations were going.
Oh my God, he said gyration.
Yeah, I never saw that. That's what I mean. When you said
Jasmine gets Geritol ready, he's getting ready for his afternoon nap. They were gyrating, Judy.
Well, I get it, though. If they were doing a specific, you know...
Not millions of years ago,
girl in front
though.
Or in back of girl and doing something that looks suggestive, but right. I don't ever recall seeing that.
You don't
that.
Remember seeing that?
No.
What games did you go to?
You know, not games I was at, but games I'd see on TV, you know?
Earlier this week, darn it, I can't remember. He said to Bertrand, didn't every guy always say, boy, I'd like to be an adult film star because I could be with all these women? And Bertrand and I are like, no, never.
Now, that's funny. I actually heard that, and I agree. I think what he meant to say was, what? Yeah, I think
not
every...
Not be an adult film star, right. But live the life of an adult film star.
Oh, yeah, they have a great life.
No, even it's be... Like, are you telling me every guy would want to be an adult film star?
No, they wouldn't.
When you're a 19-year-old guy, and you're at that point...
Okay, for a fleeting moment.
Right.
They'd be like, oh,
you just go, what a lifestyle that would be to every day just have sex all day and all night with all these different beautiful women.
I told him, I was like,
That's that every guy has that fantasy at some point, usually when you're 19.
Yeah, but then Bertrand pointed out there's, you know, cameras there. It's not like
you're just
it's a little bit of a performance anxiety.
They don't think about that. That's the other fleeting moment when they go, oh, yeah, no, they would be watching. No.
I told, when we were talking about this the other day, Ron Jeremy's name came up. You know who Ron Jeremy is, right? Mm. He's
an
adult film star. His nickname was The Hedgehog?
The Hedgehog.
Right?
He's very hairy.
Very hairy gentleman, right? So I used to manage a video store in Downers Grove, and there was one video in particular. I don't remember the name of it, but he was the star of it. And there's
it was
a scene
behind
in there.
The curtain?
It was
No. The
title?
Movie? What? No, was it behind the curtain in your store?
No.
I love those.
The way ours was it was a whole bunch of cases, and like the first one was love stories or comedies, and then it was horror movies or whatever. And then as you got down to the end, it was adult films.
Oh, okay.
Right? So there was one in particular that he was in, and I cannot, even though this is the stream, tell you what happened in this movie, in this one particular scene.
Oh, there was a plot?
The same thing happens. It's the same plot over and over, so we know what happened. Go ahead.
But even within
the hedgehog,
the context of that, there was a scene in this movie where Ron and some female friends engaged in something that seemed impossible, but he did it. And it was our most popular movie. People would talk to it. They go, you got to see this movie because Ron Jeremy does this thing. And they explain what goes on with the women. So I tell him this. I go, Ron, I tell him the story at Downers Grove. And I manage this video store. And I tell him about that scene. And I go, what was that like to shoot that scene? He didn't even remember it. He had no idea. He goes, wait, what did I do? And I tell him what he did and what the other people involved did. And he goes, yeah, I don't remember that.
I remember it.
Everyone who ever saw it remembered it. He was in it, and he cannot remember it at all. Zero.
What does
He's
that mean?
He's just saying that.
You think he did? You think he was trying to hide it? What would he?
No,
what would he have to gain in hiding it?
He was just a porn star. He's doing a job.
Yeah, I think that's what
I think everyone thinks
was over. If Jim says to you, "Hey, how did the show go today?" Well, good. What did you guys do?
I don't remember. I know.
So it's got to be like that for a guy like that too.
Every day, people are like.
What'd you
well,
do
my
at
kids
work today?
Mostly. No,
this
they
was
say
pretty
what's
special
the, what's
what Ron
the...
Jeremy did, though. It's not like having a guest.
Right.
On.
No.
Right. It's not like saying something over and over. It's actually physically doing something, right?
I can't say.
But my kids ask me what the weather is every day, and I'm like, I don't know. And I say it every half hour.
But then it's like on a. It just goes out. It's gone. It's not in your head anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Judy, thanks for hanging out. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Hi, friends. This is Ed Farmer, voice of the Chicago White Sox and an organ transplant recipient. Lota Medicine Transplant Program is one of the largest in Illinois, providing life-saving care for patients in need of bone marrow, heart, lung, liver, kidney, and pancreas transplants. From single to multi-organ transplants, our specialists work together to deliver an evidence-based approach to care that leads to outstanding results. At Loyola, we place the physical and emotional needs of each patient above all else, treating body and soul. Visit LoyolaMedicine.org. Loyola Medicine, we also treat the human spirit.
Great borscht, Grandma.
Eat up, Tiki. Grandma has class to teach.
What are you teaching?
Pole dancing.
Pole dancing?
Grandma Simmons magazine at beauty shop says experts needed to teach pole dancing easy cash.
Where do you need the money?
Leaky basement. Grandma need hip boots to do laundry.
Grandma, home equity loan from First American Bank can take care of your leaks.
Yeah?
Yeah. First American has the best loan deals in town with great rates, no application fees.
Dickie, take grandma to First American?
Sure.
Thank you.
What do you know about pole dancing?
Dickie, grandma know Lithuanian dancing, Latvian dancing, Poles dancing.
Oh, you mean Polish dancing.
What do you think grandma means?
Well, there's a pole dancing with a pole that you spin. Well, never mind, grandma. Get a home equity loan from First American.
Maybe grandma put that pole in basement. Grandma like to spin. Hit it, Dickie.
Oh.
First American Bank. Free cash withdrawals from checking accounts at over 55,000 Allpoint and Presto ATMs. Visit firstambank.com. Call 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. Orion here. My friends over at Gary Lang Cadillac are celebrating summer, and I've been asked to personally invite you to their event. With the sun out and McHenry County's largest inventory of gorgeous new Cadillacs, you are certain to find the perfect car for your summer adventures, like the new 2018 Cadillac XTS. This car is a must-see. It handles beautifully, is versatile, and spacious. I've been a part of the Gary Lang Cadillac family for over a decade, and they are a name you can trust to find you the right car at the right price right now, with service you can depend on. Gary Lang Cadillac on Route 31 between McHenry and Crystal Lake. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much. Gary Lang Auto is also a proud sponsor of the McHenry County Fair, running July 31st through August 5th.
My favorite plot of an adult movie is when you... Hey, the pizza's here. You're cute.
That happens, Wendy.
I don't have any money. How can I pay you for the pizza? And what about the tip?
Yep. That's what happened.
That was my audition, by the way.
Are we getting anybody hiring Wendy, Jez?
We might.
Yep.
We might.
It's possible.
Is that pepperoni or sausage?
Oh, no. Really? You're going to make toppings dirty? Don't. Don't.
It's better than shrimp. Oh, let's go.
I need a Dramamine.
The look of disgust on your
so
face
dizzy.
Right now.
I'm dizzy.
Yeah, but you have Dennis Savard's number.
I do. I'm going to call him up. I hope he wasn't listening to the bonus hour, because he will not associate with me if he did.
Sure he will.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you had a great time. Did you? You did? Yeah, good. All right, well, we'll do it again tomorrow, then. Tomorrow, Wendy, Friday.
Oh, I love Fridays.
Yeah,
you taught me how to love Fridays even more.
That's my
goal. You made me a better man.
Well, thank you. All right. Today's show went on 2 minutes and 51 seconds longer
overtime.
Than the show. Yeah, we're on overtime. Woo! All right, tune in tomorrow, everybody. Should be a good one. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Porn stars, really, it's more about it.
But you know how, like, when this show.